Like most people, I use the word Amen to conclude a prayer, although, in my case, the prayer is usually to Ganesh or some other pagan god or goddess. Surprisingly, for such a commonly used word, the etymology of Amen is rather slippery. It may be derived from a Hebrew word or from some other language. Scholars have proposed Arabic, Aramaic, and even Sanskrit as possibilities, and some say that the word Amen is derived from the name of the Egyptian god Amun. And it's not so crazy of me to use the word to conclude my heathen prayers. Amen is freely used by Christians, Jews, and Muslims, and other religions besides, so my appropriation of the term seems reasonable. None of that's really important, I'm just showing off. The main point is that Amen is generally held to mean, so be it. It's a token of our assent to God's will, regardless of our feelings. As if we're saying after a prayer, hey, this is how things look to me and this is what I want, but whatever, God, you're the omniscient one, and I'll go along with whatever you think is best. Which is weird if you think about it. If we're more or less conceding that God is omniscient and benevolent, why pray at all? Doesn't he already know what we need? Still, somehow it feels right to pray and to say Amen. By contrast, those who practice ceremonies derived from the Western mystery or Thelemic traditions often conclude their versions of prayer with the word will. The contrast is clear. By saying will, the supplicant is saying, in effect, I know what I want. I will be working to make it happen. I expect your help, O powers that be, and I accept the consequences of success. It can seem that the two approaches to prayer are completely different, one humble and one arrogant. But to me, they are more like two points on a continuum, and I find I have occasion to use both. Sometimes, when I am confused by events or unclear about the ethics of a situation, I find myself praying for guidance and clarity, and Amen is totally the right way to conclude such a prayer. But on the other hand, if I am always confused or unclear, I feel like I am letting God down by not being a better and more independent human, as if I am an adolescent who never grows up and leaves home. So fairly often, I make a point of deciding what I think is best, of identifying what I want. And then I ask for help from the gods and I say will afterwards to make it clear that I mean business. To be honest, I am not positive I am doing it right. I haven't yet been struck down by lightning or afflicted by boils, which seems positive. And whether I say will or amen, I do usually get whatever's coming to me. To which all I can say is, oi. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.